Good morning, Chuck Violand here. Welcome to Monday Morning Notes, challenging thoughts on leadership, personal and professional growth, and business issues to jumpstart your week. This is Monday, September 11th, 2017. A friend of mine recently approached me after reading a booklet I wrote a few years ago titled Overcoming Stage 2 Stall. The booklet addresses symptoms and remedies for four of the leading causes of this condition. In this Monday Morning Notes series, I respond to his request by expanding on remedies for one of the causes I call checking out. If you'd like a copy of the booklet, you can download it for free at violand.com/stage-2-stall. I hope you enjoy Remedies for Checking Out, Part 1. A few years ago, I wrote a booklet about a condition I call Stage 2 Stall. This is where a Stage 2 company, which is defined as between $1 million and $50 million in annual revenue, experiences growth that either stops or declines for two or more consecutive years. In the booklet, I highlight four of the leading causes of this condition: loss of focus, checking out, arrested professional growth, and swollen ego, and offer remedies to correct them. A reader of the booklet recently asked me to expand on some of the ways he could recognize and avoid checking out. Here are a few suggestions. Start by clarifying for yourself whether you truly are checking out. Becoming distracted or having a moment of mental weakness doesn't necessarily mean this is the case. These may just be ways for you to take a few needed mental breathers. Mentally disengaging from your companies, or checking out, usually happens slowly. Sometimes we don't even notice it ourselves, even though those who work closely with us often do. If we've created an open and safe environment for our people to express their opinions, they'll let you know if you ask. If you've decided that you are checking out, then the next step is to look for the underlying reasons as to why this might be happening. This will require a lot of introspection and candor on your part. Again, it may also require asking some of the people around you for their opinions. Ask yourself, am I bored? Being bored is a common condition for entrepreneurs. Most who start businesses are high-energy, take-charge people who like to make their own rules. They thrive on the adrenaline rush they get from creating new things, solving problems, and the world of fast growth. Most become easily bored, or at least impatient, with routine or the slower pace of steady growth. If you're a highly intelligent, high-energy person, you're even more susceptible. To combat boredom, it's helpful to revisit the reasons you started your business in the first place, and these reasons usually go deeper than just earning the next buck. Was it to provide a certain lifestyle for your family, to prove something to yourself or to the people around you, or those who you grew up with? Was it to carry on a family legacy, or to create one? Rediscovering the original reasons for starting often triggers a renewed commitment. Investigate the types of work that excited you when you launched your business. Was it building relationships and the thrill of closing new customers? Maybe it was solving the technical challenges your customers brought to you, or developing the talents of the people in your organization. Just because your title may come along with certain responsibilities that you don't like, that doesn't mean you need to completely abandon all the things you once enjoyed doing. As long as you respect the space and authority of those you've hired to perform these jobs, you can still engage in some of this work and maybe find reasons to check back into your business. In part two of the series, we'll look at additional causes of checking out and remedies for avoiding them. Thanks for joining me. Good morning, Chuck Violand here. Welcome to Monday Morning Notes, challenging thoughts on leadership, personal and professional growth, and business issues to jumpstart your week. This is Monday, September 11th, 2017.